I think it'll be fun. He's a bit bigger now, so it'll be his second Christmas. But I had this moment, I think last Advent, I was thinking about how much your life changes when you're a mom. And I think particularly I was struggling with, like, my prayer life. And, like, I just had this moment of, like, oh, like, my prayer is not invalid just because it looks different. Like, this time isn't invalid just because it looks different, and that maybe God is showing me more of himself, especially, like, yeah, as a baby and what it looks like that he came to the world as a baby. I think I just, like, I don't know, just realized, like, oh, I think he wants to help me learn more of that through the fact that I have a baby. So I guess I'm excited for that, and hopefully he won't be crazy at Mass, but if he is, you know what, that is what it is.
I totally forgot that this is our first Christmas. I'll probably be just thinking, this time last year I was pregnant with her.
It will make me reflect more on the Christmas story and on Mary's position, because I don't feel like I fully understood what she was going through until now. Mm. I think it's difficult to fully understand motherhood until you've experienced it. I think I will notice and empathise with Mary more this year for Christmas. It's a long journey, 140k. I don't know if I could do that in this weather. But yeah, that's incredible.
I can't even imagine what is 140 kilometers. I can't even imagine how long that is. Like, driving that would be hard enough. But she was on a donkey? That's crazy. But I guess, I don't know. I guess in thinking about that, you do what you need to do for your family, I guess, you know, and it's not like they were doing that for fun. They did it because they had to, and I imagine that probably there was just a necessity to it, and so it's hard, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, it's incredible the strength that you can find when it's something that you do for your kids
yes,
and for your family.
That's right. There is such a vulnerability in babies, hey, like, especially newborns. Like, when I see newborns now, I can't even remember really what Israel was like as a newborn. But when you see them, you're just like, oh man, you can't do anything. And that's crazy that God would do that for us, to let himself come so close to us and be almost at our mercy. Babies are just an invitation to be loved and to be cared for, and that God would come to us like that so humbly. It's so audacious that he would put himself at our mercy like that, that he would put himself at the mercy of the world like that to come as a baby. And babies can really truly do nothing at all but be loved.
God is loving and pure and knocks on your heart to let him in rather than barges in. I think we needed to see that he came first as an innocent child, as a gentle, pure being. I think definitely just her yes is something that I always think about, just always saying yes to the hard things, yes to being open to God's will all the time, in her motherhood as well. Like, I'm sure she was a patient mother, a very loving mother, considering she was sinless, so... Yeah, I think I strive to be like her as a mother, to be patient, to be loving, to be a comfort, a guide, just always being open. Always being open.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's really beautiful. I suppose when things get hard, or maybe even like mundane in the day-to-day of being a mom or just being at home, I like to think of, I don't know, like the humanity of Mary and what that would have looked like for her. Like, there's almost like a solidarity to, I'm sure she had days where she was bored. You get bored, I don't know. You know, like, as a mother of God, do you ever get bored? And I think I like to think of her in that and almost like feel a camaraderie of like, oh man, Mary did this, you know? Like, and she wasn't just raising like a normal human person, she was raising God. And there's grace in that, and there's grace in this as well, in all of the, all parts of it, all of the mundane and all of the hard and all of the joy as well.